Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. Today we've got our guru of data center efficiency back in the studio, Mike Patterson. Welcome back, Mike.
Thanks, Allison. It's great to be here.
Now, we've got an exciting topic today, a new project called ACE Technology that Intel just recently announced with a number of players. Can you tell me a little bit about what this technology means?
Absolutely. ACE stands for Automated Cooling Environment, where we begin to integrate the information we can get from the intelligence servers with the facility infrastructure.
How are we using servers to do that?
Many of the cooling architectures previously had a lot of inefficiencies built into them based on the way they were controlled and the limits of those controls. So in the new ACE project, we've taken away a lot of those limitations and broken down the barriers. So now the temperature sensor from the server is going to be what is actually controlling the cooling unit in the room.
Fundamentally, you've got a temperature control within the server that's used for the server itself. So this isn't a new part. This is something that exists today.
Very good point, Allison. Most every server today has this technology in it. So why don't we now take that information and use it for the thermal management of the entire data center?
So how do we actually do that? Where does this data go and how does it get integrated into the cooling system?
There's a lot of ways to do this, and our demonstration project is just one of them. We are partnering with Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, with IBM, with Hewlett-Packard, and with Liebert Emerson, who makes the cooling equipment. The whole project's funded by the California Energy Commission, so that's also a great benefit for us. But the issue is that IBM has a way to get the data out, HP has a way to get the data out. There are also generic industry-wide protocols to get the data out. For example, IPMI, which is Integrated Platform Management Interface. So you could use the IPMI commands to pull the data out, and then what happens is that the manageability network will then hand off this information to the building management system, which then will control the cooling unit.
So let's think about this for a second. You've got an existing sensor within the server measuring temperature. You've got existing management commands. They send those temperatures into the Liebert system. And the Liebert system uses that information not only to set temperatures, but also where cooling needs to be delivered.
Exactly. And one of the other great features of this is we've split the outputs of the cooling system between both temperature control and airflow control. A lot of times, data centers will be set up such that the input value will only control one and the other will just track with it. In this situation, we've split the temperature and the airflow so that we have different sensors telling the cooling unit what temperature the air should be, and we have additional sensors set up to tell the cooling unit exactly how much airflow is required to make sure that all of the servers are getting the right amount of airflow at the right temperature.
So for those of us who don't have degrees in thermodynamics, why is that important?
Well, the most important thing in the data center is the inlet temperature to the server. Thermal management of the server is handled very well by the server manufacturer. But the most important thing that the data center operator and owner needs to do is to provide that server with the right inlet temperature. And not only the right inlet temperature, but the right amount of airflow. For example, if there's not enough airflow, that server may actually bring in hot air from the hot aisle, recirculate it around or over the server rack.
There has been some complaints that the inlet temperature control in the server may not be as finely tuned. Why is that an issue, and is it an issue?
Oh, very good question. It may not be the world's most accurate. It may only be plus or minus a degree C or 2 degrees C. But the important thing to remember is that having the temperature exactly where you need it is what's more important. In fact, I'd rather be 2 degrees C off exactly where I need the airflow and exactly where I need to know the temperature than to be very, very precise in the corner of the data center where the airflow temperature just really doesn't matter at all.
How much energy can we save by doing this? What's the potential here in terms of impact?
The fan laws tell us that the power goes to the cubed of the airflow. So what that means is if you need double the airflow, you need 8 times the power.
Okay.
So turn it around the other way. If we can cut the airflow in half, we only need 1/8 of the power required. Wow. So we can get significant reductions.
Well, Mike, I love having you on the program. You're always coming up with cool ideas, and I look forward to hear what you come up with next.
Well, it's great to be here, Allison, and we're very excited about this project and looking forward to be able to talk to you some more about the hard results when we get it all done.